Hello, and welcome to day 16 of our preparation for total consecration. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 16. Pray to your mother. Pray that you may not enter into temptation. Pray always without becoming weary. At every moment of your life, you can choose to be faithful or unfaithful to grace, to be fervent, lukewarm, or cold. You must choose either to accept grace from Our Lady or to refuse it. You cannot predetermine your free will ahead of time. And your many failures to carry out your good resolutions are proof of this. Like everyone else, you must persevere until the end by continuous prayer, incessantly asking for perseverance in doing good and avoiding evil, always asking and receiving from the Immaculate the graces you need for each moment of life, the grace you need to be saved and sanctified, especially final perseverance, cannot be merited and so must be obtained by prayer. Think, one sin is enough to condemn even a saint. You must therefore be on your guard to never fall into presumption and never take your final perseverance for granted. But know also, and be sure, that one act of repentance is enough to justify even the greatest sinner. And for this reason, you should never despair, for yourself or for anyone else. To remain faithful to God's grace in every circumstance of life, seek to enter into true communion of soul with the Immaculate, and to remain in such constant union by incessant prayer. Never cease to tell your mother what is happening around you, inside of you, and your whole life will become a prayer to her. Remember her presence and consult her in all your actions. Turn to her in all your difficulties and perplexities. Surrender all your anxieties to her. Unite yourself to her in all the countless emotions of your soul, whether good or bad, pleasant or painful. Tell her not only your profound emotions, but even the simple impressions and reflections which your ordinary occupations suggest. Do not all children feel the need to share their experiences with their mothers? And are you not truly her child and she your mother? If you truly believe this, as you must, then live your life accordingly. There's only one sure sign of your perseverance in grace and future holiness, and it is continual union with Our Lady by prayer. Will you be faithful to prayer, or will you continue to neglect it? This very moment, break the habit of putting off your true conversion until a tomorrow that never comes, and turn to the Immaculate with St. Alphonsus saying, "My dearest mother, give me the will to pray to you always. I know that you're very good, so good that if you were to see me culpably neglect prayer, you would force me to pray just to not see me lost. Continual recourse to Our Lady is the sum and conclusion of the whole theology of this great doctor of the Church. What an important truth for us. Our eternal salvation and sanctification depend on continual recourse to our spiritual mother, from whom we receive all grace from God. How you should thank God for giving you such a beautiful and easy way of saving your soul and even becoming a saint, a great saint. How you should desire to pray to her always and develop this habit during your life, so that you might practice it also at the moment of your death. Let us now turn to page 81 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O one God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. and I will never cease daily, from the first moment I awake, to adore you most humbly, O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Antiphon of Our Lady by St. Francis of Assisi. Holy Virgin Mary, among women, there is no one like you born into the world. You are the daughter and the handmaid of the Most High and Supreme King and Father of Heaven. You are the mother of our most holy Lord, Jesus Christ. You are the spouse of the Holy Spirit. Pray for us with Saint Michael the Archangel and all the powers of heaven and all the saints to your most holy beloved Son, our Lord and Master. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for day 16. We are going to begin a series of reflections that are extraordinarily important. And if you implement them into your life, you're never, ever going to be the same. And they are very, very simple. I had mentioned that I first made my Marian consecration in 2007, and I made it several times after that. And I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I understood the theology more and more. I was convicted of the theology more and more. Mediatrix of all grace, spouse of the Holy Spirit. I was convicted in how fruitful it was when I would entrust things to Mary. Before I began a project, I would say, Blessed Mother, this is your project. Bring good out of it. I would see the fruit of that. But I struggled with the topic of praying always. I struggled with how do I do things with Mary, in Mary, and through Mary. These were very difficult for me. They were mentally challenging. I would try to like white knuckle it, but I was stressed. Until one day, I discovered mental prayer. And I just discovered this within the past year. When I discovered mental prayer, everything changed. Now you have to understand, I have a degree in theology. I have a degree in philosophy. I've been deep in the Catholic world for many, many years. And I had never been taught mental prayer. I had been implementing parts of it here and then every once in a while. And looking back, those moments, even though I didn't realize it, were the most fruitful moments in my spiritual life. But I didn't know the rules. I didn't know the outline. I wasn't convicted of it. And when anybody tried to talk to me about it, they had like thick, fat books and it didn't penetrate my heart. And I just rejected it. And I was like, seems too complicated. God is much more simple than that. And so I'm going to break down our series on mental prayer to three different days, specifically so that you don't get overwhelmed by information. Now, when I say you don't have to change much, you really truly don't. And it will change the way you go to confession. It will change the way you do your adoration. It will change the way you pray the rosary. It will change the way you receive Holy Communion. It'll change your morning prayer. It'll change your evening prayer. So let's say, for example, you're praying your rosary and you're praying the rosary because somebody in your family is causing problems or you have a friend that's acting up. They're emotionally or psychologically off and it's stressing you out and it's causing a havoc. So you're praying your daily rosary. You don't know mental prayer. And you're at the third joyful mystery, the birth of the child Jesus in Bethlehem. So you briefly, you're like, okay, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Please, Lord, bring good out of this terrible circumstance in my friendships and in my family. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then you pray your Hail Marys, etc. Okay, that's normal. And that's not bad. And that's what I did for a long time. And to be honest, it felt like I was squeezing an orange really, really hard and just getting a little drop of juice. That's the rosary off of mental prayer. Let's say, for example, you knew mental prayer, same circumstance. You got a family member acting up. You got a friend who's emotionally off and they're ruining everything. All right, let's pretend like you know mental prayer. Third joyful mystery, in the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Instead of saying the birth of the child Jesus in Bethlehem, you close your eyes and you imagine as if the baby Jesus was literally in your arms. And in your mind, you're looking at the face of Jesus Christ. He's a fat, chubby baby. He's smiling. His eyes are so big. They're so beautiful. He's just like the cutest, fattest little chunk in the whole world. And you're like, baby Jesus, my friend is acting up. Our family member is off their rocker. They're ruining everything. That's your prayer to this baby. And you begin. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You begin praying your Hail Marys and you're still looking at the baby Jesus staring back at you, those deep brown eyes. You're looking into the depths of his soul. Your fifth Hail Mary in, all of a sudden out of nowhere, in your imagination, the child Jesus puts his hand on your cheek. And although this is in your imagination, the moment he puts his hand on your face, a warmth shoots into your heart. And all of a sudden the understanding enters in. I've taken into account the psychological and emotional imbalances of your family and friends, and they are not going to ruin my plans. And your circumstance has not changed, but your heart has changed. Your confidence has changed. Mental prayer was the difference. So I'm going to read you some quotes from the greatest saints in the history of the Catholic Church, the doctors of the church. But I don't want you to hear them as just quotes, because I don't want it to be you against these quotes from these saints, because their quotes are impacting the way you live your life. I want you to listen to these quotes as if you're going to coffee with a friend who loves you, a friend who's on the same team, and a friend who's been there before and is an expert in whom the church said, listen to this person. The first quotes that I'm going to read to you are from Saint Teresa of Avila, a wonderful and extraordinary woman. And she's not just the doctor of the church. She's a doctor of prayer. So imagine you're going to coffee with Teresa of Avila to talk to her about your prayer life. You share with her your prayer experiences, and this is her response to you. The devil knows that he has lost the soul that perseveringly practices mental prayer. Oh my goodness, this woman is extreme. Let me go have coffee with another saint, another doctor of the church. Let's try Saint Alphonsus, the doctor of moral theology. Saint Alphonsus, you go to coffee with him, he says this. All of the saints were made saints by mental prayer. It is impossible for him who perseveres in mental prayer to continue in sin. He continues, God rarely answers those who do not make mental prayer. You're not getting your prayers answered by God. You're struggling with sin. You're in darkness. Well, this expert, this friend of yours reaching out to you says, you want to become a saint? Mental prayer is the path. You need prayers answered? Mental prayer is a solution. Saint Augustine, without mental prayer, the soul is without light. Saint Bernard, in mental prayer, souls acquire strength to conquer enemies and practice virtue. Saint Bonaventure, he who does not make mental prayer does not know his defects. Mental prayer is a mirror in which we see the stains of our soul. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, mental prayer is the shortest way to attain perfection. How about you have coffee with the Pope? You're going to visit the Pope. You're going to tell him your spiritual circumstances, and this is the advice Pope Pius XII gives you. It must be stated without reservation that no other means has the unique efficacy of mental prayer, and that as a consequence, its daily practice cannot be substituted. And I'll conclude with one more example. Many parents are watching this stream. I don't know how many parents I know have told their teenage sons, for example, you gotta go to church. You gotta love God. Don't you know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins? He loves you. Give your life to him. And time after time, that teenager ignores him, rejects the message, and even begins to be resentful towards that parent for saying the same thing over and over, hoping that one day the response is going to be different, even though the input has been the same. Now, parents, you're doing the right thing. You can only do so much. But imagine if you have a teenager and you teach him mental prayer. And Jesus Christ comes to your teenager in prayer and walks them through their entire life. Mortal sin by mortal sin, bad choice by bad choice, Jesus walking with them, showing them all of these terrible mistakes, the heart begins to become in pain. Jesus then takes them and gives them a front row seat at the cross. And your son sees the feet of Jesus being nailed, sees the hands of Jesus being nailed, sees Jesus striving and struggling to breathe. Then he looks at your son and says, "Father, forgive him, for he did not know what he was doing." And at that moment, the heart of your son is pierced, and he sees not with the eyes of the mind, but with the eyes of the soul, and hears the voice of God say, "I love you." The difference is a disciple of Christ versus a person who just hears but does not comprehend, does not understand, and the heart is not moved. When you give your life to the Virgin Mary, she's really present. And by doing mental prayer, what happened to me is that I began to have a real sense of her presence in prayer. And then when I leave prayer, her presence remains and everything I do becomes a prayer. We will continue tomorrow. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.